Blog Talk Radio. No, that was one. And I'm so glad it's a good audience because I do you like the, I've been trying on. I didn't know it's the beginning of the week. Should I put on print? Should I put on pants? Should I put on long dress? Do you like the dress? I have tried on everything in the world. Yeah, thank you very much. That's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? I changed more times than Victoria Principal's age. I mean, I just. Then again, I shouldn't make a joke about Victoria Principal, who is my best friend. Because, no, because women are allowed to lie about their age, especially when you get a little old. You know what? Because women, as you get older, people get very angry with you. You know, they don't like, the men don't go for you as much, you know what I mean? And yesterday I said to my husband, Edgar, women are like wine. The older we get, the better we become. He locked me in the closet. And, because you reach a certain age, you know what? How old are you? 69. So what are you really, about 72? Because you look great. You look good for 69. Honestly, really 69? You're just saying that.
No, I swear.
It's where are you from?
Odessa, Texas.
Texas. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because the Southern women see play Corvette. That's my age. Southern women are so smart. They play cutesy, wootsy, wootsy till the day they die and the men go bananas. Okay, honey. Northern women. No, it's true. I guess if I walk around and say, that's my age, they go, okay. I am so old. The band leader at my wedding was Nero. I mean, I cannot. And I'm still trying to have sex. Do you have a good sex life still?
Okay.
You're so lucky. What's your name? What's your name?
Seal Valentine.
Seal Valentine? Seal, my sex life, may I tell you, Seal. And I put mirrors up over the bed, but I'm getting so old, I may have to be bifocals. My age now. I have a copy of the Ten Commandments. It's signed. A mixed drink to me is geritol and prune juice. It is recent. And then, you know what someone said? To keep looking young, exercise. But, how many of you exercise? Okay, I'm just curious to know. Do you like to do it? Oh, I hate to exercise. Oh, the only time my body moves is when I'm holding a vibrator. I hate it. Go do Jane Fonda. She'll whip you into shape. The only man that's going to whip me into shape is Indiana Jones. I'll tell you right. Not that he would like me. I have no sex appeal. Oh, please, Mrs. Valentine. Last night I said to my husband, Edgar, would you call me an attractive woman? He said, call your own. That's why. And she came over. She was nice looking. She's my best friend. No. But the thing is, that's why, like, you're exercising, the body looks good and everything. Get the gifts now. Get the gifts while the body is firm. Oh, no, once the body starts going like that, my thighs, flabby flap, thank God my stomach covers them. But am I fine? But get gifts and get explicit gifts. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coy. Don't say, I would like what you give me. Tell him what you want. No, this is very important. A friend of mine, she wanted a diamond, so she was too, you know, stupid to say, I want a diamond. What she said was, give me something that I'll have forever. He gave her herpes. Because attitudes change. How long you married?
50 years.
That's great. Is it working now? Is it working now, do you think? Wouldn't that be funny if you said, no, the hell with him, I'm getting a divorce. I'm married 18 years, and let me tell you, things have changed. When you first get married, they open the car door for you. 18 years now, once he opened the car door for me in the last 4 years, we were on the freeway at the time. It changes. In the old days, he used to take me out to dinner. Last night, I said, I'd like to go out to dinner. He kicked my dish on the porch. Do you know why it changes? It goes back again to sex appeal, and it goes back to bazoomos. I have no boobies. And you forget, you know. And then today I was all undressed, and I was in the dressing room. That's why we still would be undressed in the hall. I was undressed in the dressing room, and Peggy Lee walked in and saw my chest and said, is that all there is? She's going to be on the show tonight. Isn't that exciting? But we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a fabulous show. We have David Brenner, who is my good friend. We have Peggy Lee, who looks a lot better than me. And Jamie Farr. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back. nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank
as
you.
Thank guest host person of our show here.
Thank you. And 50 years married. That kills
Isn't
me.
Isn't that something?
Wonderful. She have another 50 happy years and then have a big fight.
I'd like all of mine laid end to end to make up to 50. That would be nice.
It could be almost.
It's possible,
it?
Yes.
And when you look back, which I always, you know, you come out on the stage, you look back, you think, oh, I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you or anything like that. That's my first job was 21 years ago. I was trying to get in the business.
Really?
Yeah, and I was a waitress. I never thought I'd be on, I thought I was going to be on the stage, I thought I'd be on it like this. You know what I mean?
Were you a good waitress?
Well, it was a lousy place. It was International Lean-To of Pancakes, like a little tiny place. And I was trying to do, Lily Tomlin and I both were waitresses, and we would do jokes, you know what I mean? Somebody would say things like, you know, what comes with the apple pie, and we go, flies, and the people are like, oh, and they would leave. What was your first job? You
remember? Actually, my first job, I worked on in a service station in Arlington, Oregon, fixing truck tires for wheat trucks. And there are nights you get out on a stage in Vegas and, you know, the audience is kind of staring back at you and you think, I could be in Arlington changing tuck dryers in 115 degree heat.
So I'd much rather be here.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, yeah. I never tried gas pumping. That's the only thing.
Well, it's quite an experience.
Yeah. Now tell me where we're going to be and then we can do the show.
You're dressed for it. You know,
yes.
That looks lovely.
Just
there.
My little diamonds and Winston playing around.
Are they really? Are those really? Do
no, I don't wear anything real. Are you kidding? Yeah, if the day I could give me this, the day I got a trick pelvis. I mean, no.
Oh, was that it? It just ended like that? That's weird. I'm having problems with my chat room. It seems that if I can... I can open it up if I open it up in a different window. You can open up the chat room. But Betty Jo, that's far too much work, isn't it? It should just open on what it is. All right. So that's weird. So I've got it open. I have to open two windows to open it. And then you have to log in as yourself to open it. I don't know if that helps you at all, Betty Jo. But it's really that seems to be at the Blog Talk Radio's end. I don't think that's at our end. I tried installing what they said to install, and they wanted me to pay for it, the installation. I was like, what? Supposed to come with it? Just saying. Yes, I've still got this terrible cold. And what's going on here? My show is going wacky here. I don't know what's going on. All right. It's crazy. I'm just going to play something until I figure out the gist of everything. Let me just get out of this thing. No, I don't want to get out of that because I'll probably log off my show. What is going on? All right, let me try studio here. There we go. This one works. Oh, man. It's crazy. It's telling me I only have 60 seconds of show left. How can that be?
Oye, mira un mamá tumba que dice coro loco, pom pom, no lo compa. Oye, mi chemucarrada, oye, mi tonada, rumba madumba para ti. Oye, meaning double puta, meaning chevaroca, rumba madumba para ti, para ti, para ti. Oye, mi rumba madumba que dice pororoco, bom bom no lo compa. Oye, mi rumba madumba que dice pororoco, bom bom no lo compa. Oye, mi rumba madumba que dice pororoco, bom bom no lo compa. Oye, mi rumba madumba que dice pororoco, bom bom no lo compa.
From the future, she has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity, when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep,
we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Hey, you mugs, gentlemen. Well, well, it's Laurel and Hardy, as if I didn't know. Hello, boys, this is Pete Smith, as if you didn't know. Say, I'd like your help here for a minute. Do you mind? No, of course not. I just want you lads to show the audience how much wood the average person totes. Wood, got any? No, like most guys, you don't realize how many articles made of wood products you carry around. For instance, that newspaper. Yup, that newspaper is largely made of trees, wood pulp. Of course, most people know that, but many people don't know that a lot of other objects come from a wood base. Take Stan's glasses. The rims are plastic. About 60% of plastic is wood flour. Powdered wood, my friends. Got a fountain pen? Just as I thought. Plastic barrel. Okay, gents. Anything else in your pocket? Be careful of fish hooks, Stan. A billfold. Imitation leather made with cellulose acetate. A wood product. Uh-oh, what's up? Why, Mr. Laurel. Oh, sure, your wife, of course. Anyway, they're rayon, another wood product. Well, what else, boys? A cigarette case? A plastic. Also a cigarette holder. More plastic. Any more wood, my lad? No, but there's wood in his hat. The sweatband. Right, more imitation leather. A new spring hat, eh? Ouch. More? Yup, a pipe, the bowl of which is wood. The stem, plastic. Book matches. These matches are wood pulp. So is the cover. It's amazing the amount of wood we use. Ain't it the truth? And now a penknife. The handle, plastic. Let's see what's in the suitcase, boys. The suitcase, do you mind? That's it. Let's see what we have here. Any slippers? Yes, here we are. They're real leather like your shoes and belts, but tanned and made durable by tan bark from the forest. Then, too, the counters and insoles are wood fiber. Okay, Ollie, let's proceed. Wood in bottles? Well, hardy. Hardly. No pun intended. Anyway, witch hazel and cascara are just two of several hundred drugs and remedies from trees. Next, an imitation leather toilet case. Mirror with plastic back. Brush back is plastic. Bristles of both brushes are cellulose plastic. This bottle top is plastic. So is soap container. Bath sponge is cellulose plastic, and I'm not at all surprised. Hey, Stan, what else you got? Come, come, fellas, don't tell me you're running out of plastics. Let's take a look at some more of your junk. Your nice thing. Oh, a razor. Handle is plastic, as are most electric shavers. Ouch, that blade ain't no plastic, bub. And now, writing paper. Scratch pad. Envelopes. And book. All wood pulp, kitty. Pajama's a rayon, and rayon is a wood product, remember? Hey, what you got there, chum? Oh, shorts, eh? More rayon. But Stan, such color. And now, a shirt. Tie. And socks. All rayon. Say, the suitcase. Yup, even that's made out of laminated wood covered with canvas. And it's a good thing these lads didn't come around here with a trunk. We'd be here for days. Oh, boys. You can go now. Goodbye, Stan. So long, Oliver. And thanks very much, guys. Darn nice of you to help. Hey! Oh, well, they need exercise anyway. Goodbye now.
And thanks to you, Pete Smith. This is Lee Vickers carrying on. Well, Laurel and Hardy little realized the importance of wood to their daily lives. And I wonder if most of us know just how important forests and research are to the winning of this war. The answer may be found at Madison, Wisconsin, where the United States Forest Service maintains its Forest Products Laboratory. Here, for years, has been carried on a broad program of research to increase uses of forest products and find new uses for waste materials. Years where they figuratively put the tree in a test tube.
Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Sorry I can't read your email to or get into a chat room today. I think I'm the only one. I opened up the chat, and then it disappeared. I sent them another letter of protest. Okay. Anyway, this is Joe Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always a delightful, interesting show business show. Check it out. Log Talk Radio and my buddy, George Bentinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Always good listening. Oh, man, it's all messed up, the sound and everything. But this will still come out to be 30 minutes when you listen back to it, right? Yes, of course it will. All right, how shall we end this show? 1 minute. George Bentinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. You have to go to Tune It. It's in TuneIn Radio right here in Miramar. That's the whole thing. So go to that, and that will take you to George Bentinger's The Mom and Pop Shop. Check it out. Okay. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Thank you. And you can buy Betty Jo's books on Amazon, I believe. And I think you can get it on eBay too. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Okay. Why don't we end with that? Give you 3 minutes of freedom there. Betty Jo Tucker, thank you for listening in. Craziness today. My mistake. I set it for 15 minutes, but it's still recorded. Close to 30 minutes. Thank you for listening. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.